A word for you from Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. This is one of the great Psalms of David, where he praises God from every aspect. He has been through very deep valleys. He has been through many years of walking with God. He has experienced so many difficulties. And as he reflects upon his life, he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits." And then this verse 3, where these two very important thoughts are put together, that God forgives all iniquities and he heals all diseases. And he says this to himself. It's recorded as a psalm, as scripture, and it is said therefore for you and me, that this is the God who forgives all sin and heals all diseases. It would be nice if it would be a God according to our understanding, where we say, all right, well, that's useful. So he goes around forgiving sins, and he makes sick people better. Well, it goes much deeper than that. He forgives sin that is dealt with by him, and only God has been able to deal with sin by being the sacrifice, by taking our place, through the Lord Jesus Christ going to the cross. Now that the two are put together, forgiveness of sin and healing of diseases, it's not often put like this, but here it's put purposefully because they are both miraculous. If God heals all diseases and can forgive all iniquities, how wonderful is our God. And that is the theme of this Psalm of David. When Jesus Christ was faced with a paralyzed man, you find that in Matthew chapter 9, he had just got off the boat, and here was this man lying on the stretcher. He was paralyzed, and Jesus started by saying, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven." It was glorious. How wonderful it was for the young man. This is really good news. What greater good news can ever be told to a person who is dying because of the sin that causes destruction and death? And then, knowing the thoughts of the people around this paralyzed man, and how they, in their minds, were already accusing Jesus of blasphemy, he said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? What is easier for sins to be forgiven or to say, 'Arise and walk'?" And then he said, "So that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, therefore, young man, arise, take up your bed, and walk."